Bill West Live.
Making news. And joining us again from the Seven Newsroom, Cyan Valance. How are we?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good for a Tuesday. Beautiful day. Weather's going to turn tomorrow.
So. I know. So make the most of 25 degrees sunshine.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this fire in Inglewood that we just mentioned, very intriguing given the events of the last few days in the Perth underworld.
Exactly. So this fire was called in around 4 o'clock this morning. Initially, the reports were just that it was an abandoned building. It was abandoned in March by the Hells Angels. It is a former bikie clubhouse. And we understand that we've been told over the past few hours, or yesterday, there were bikies sort of going up and down the lane, checking it out. And then this morning, suddenly it catches fire. And this comes 5 days after the assassination of Joe Versace, who's a Rebels affiliate, and just one day after a major arrest in that case. And also, the Rebel Sergeant of Arms has been arrested. So there's all these different bikie happenings, almost 30 raids carried out by the police for the Joe Versace assassination. In fact, the last time the Hells Angels, or former Hells Angels clubhouse, was raided was back in March 2021 as a result of Nick Martin's assassination.
We're just about to speak to Darina, our police reporter, who's out on the scene and has been with the Seven reporter. And she said this morning that she saw it wasn't completely abandoned. There was a little bit of Hells Angels paraphernalia maybe still left inside.
So we understand there are some sort of belongings in there. We're not sure what. Police will suss that out. We've got the arson squad there, forensics. We'll see which other crews turn up. It will be very interesting to see.
Yeah, everyone will want to look at that this morning. And as you mentioned, yesterday was another big day for the gang crime squad. They were out and about. WA police put out an APB for one man that they wanted in connection with the shooting, and 2 hours later he was picked up outside a deli in suburban Perth
eating a sandwich
which wasn't his, apparently.
Final meal.
Our information that we got was that he walked up to a lady, asked her if he could have her sandwich, and then also said, "Oh, and you better just ring the cops because I think I'm wanted for murder." And then sat on the side of the road eating the sandwich, and the gang crime squad turned up about a minute and a half later. So,
do you know what? I would have given him my sandwich too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Yeah, I think I would.
Someone
given,
tells me,
given the context.
Yeah, I'm a murderer. Can I have your sandwich, sawmate?
Yeah, yeah. Look, I have my Conti roll. I'll just go and get another one. And do you want a can of Fanta while I'm in there?
Also, I'm about to run away.
So, look, we're laughing, but it is a very serious investigation.
Extremely. It's just so weird. Yeah, it's like, bizarre. That is such a weird situation, given all the context. It's so banal. Yeah. Like, it's just bizarre. Yeah. I wonder what the story is. I'm sure we'll find out.
Bizarre. And then there was another chap in court just on the lazy charges of dumping 4 guns in a bag in a bush while being pursued by cops at 145 k's an hour.
But who doesn't?
Well, you know, it's just another day in the life of the gang crime squad.
Apparently.
They're definitely earning their Tim Tams this week.
Definitely.
Now, have we run out of coal, Si? What's going on?
Apparently we have. So this is quite an interesting story. There is obviously thousands of tons of coal around Collie. So it's bizarre to think that we would be running out, but that is actually what's happening. So basically Premier Coal hasn't delivered enough, and so its Collie Power Station's operator, Synergy, they've had to shut it down. The Energy Minister said, it's not a problem. You know, we're going to be fine. It needs to be working at 99.8% capacity. That's what's happening. It's going to be okay. But the opposition has come out and said, okay, well, maybe it's all right now. What happens in summer when everyone cranks their air cons and, there's double the amount of power being used? The minister says it's going to be sorted by then. But the two coal miners in Collie are under financial stress. One of them's in receivership. Yep. So, in a bizarre twist, the government may have to import coal from New South Wales before it orders the shutdown of the town's coal operations in 2030. It's just a very strange situation.
I admire Bill Johnston's chutzpah yesterday for saying, oh, look, they shut down all the time, but this is for 3 months, right?
That's a long time.
Well, aren't we in October?
Yeah.
And isn't summer just around the corner?
And
doesn't 3 months take us to January when it's really, really hot?
look, I'm not great at maths, but that adds up to me. Yeah.
You slap your fans on and waft yourself with, you know, honestly, I'm going out and I'm going to buy shares in Icy Poles today because if we've got no coal, then we might have rolling blackouts. I'm not scaremongering. I'm just postulating that might happen.
And we will see what happens, definitely. Yeah, especially if it's anything like last year. Remember, we had so many days above 40.
Yeah, well, we had eight on the bounce or 10 on the bounce or something. And yeah, everyone was melting. So, yeah, interesting times. And interesting times in the footy world because it's trade week, as we discussed with Quarters yesterday. And the Dockers came out and just went whack. No. Rory is our player, and he ain't going anywhere.
Yes, so he has 1 year to run on his four-year contract, but he's asked to be traded to the Western Bulldogs. The Dockers have come out and said, nah, we want you. He is 206 centimetres tall, kicks two goals every game, can run through the ruck. It's hard to find players like him, so they're just refusing to give him up, which I totally get. But I'm just like, I'm not a footy expert. But this is his workplace. Mm. If they don't let him go and he stays there, how awkward is that next year?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's... We talk about players in trade week a little bit like they're commodities. And that's always not sit really well with me because you're talking about people's livelihoods. You're talking about people's home lives. And yeah, okay, Rory Lobb's a valuable asset to the Fremantle Dockers. But if he's miserable, and he has to be miserable to have done that to his hair, just by the by, you've got to try and accommodate someone's human element as well as their playing element. Well, as I say, I mentioned Hawthorn earlier, and to me that struck of football being the be all and end all, and just hang the consequences for anyone who might, you know, want to be away or not do exactly what we say. So, yeah, it's a strange one. And just a sideline, Tip and Woody from Essendon has popped up and said he might be getting a comeback and coming to Fremantle next year. So that's another one to look out for, which would be good news if Fremantle could convince him to come west, because he was always a smashing player. So so yeah.
Well, they'll want him and they want Luke Jackson. So do the Eagles.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Yesterday it was widely reported he was going to come out and say he wants the Dockers. That didn't happen. So we'll see what does happen today. It's an interesting one.
Interesting. All right, Si. Lovely to chat. See you tomorrow for Hump Day.
I will see you then.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.